entertainment section of our program today. And I'll ask questions from the talks, and then the person who gets the answer correct will get one of these t-shirts that are being modeled by people around the room. Well, I should mention, Victor Chisholm is the undergraduate research officer for the Faculty of Science. He can tell you about opportunities in the faculty to work with professors and to be involved with courses for credit involving elective research courses. Victor has been for the last 6 years the tallest man in the room, so he will be easy to find outside if you're looking for him. And with that, I don't think we're going to use all these, Victor. I'll go through, and the way we'll do it, I'll do these question things and make a fool of myself. And the profs after that will jump the line, get some food, be by the staircase. Again, I encourage you to go talk to them. They really enjoy talking about their research, and even if you don't want to work with them, they can give you heads up on working with other people at the same time. So I will ask skill testing questions. Oh, and for those star athletes at McGill, I congratulate you on your achievements. And for everybody else, you too can be a dean of science, okay? As you will see. So, first from Chris's talk. These are actually tough questions today, but I know we've got an excellent audience being composed of McGill science students for the most part. What are the three materials that have the highest strength in tension, compression, and impact? You must name all three. Yes, right here.
Spiderweb, bone, and knicker.
Is that right? Wow. Very impressive. As I said, you too can be dean of science at McGill University. Oh, boy. I could ask Rustin Chuxi's question, but I guess that wouldn't really be fair. So from Benoit's talk, could you give me two or three examples of using Lactococcus lactose, the live vaccines from the cheese stuff, for antigen delivery? What are the two or three advantages of using it up front?
Oh, I was going to give two or three viruses that you can, that they want to use it for. All right, two or three parasites.
That's what you get for raising a hand too fast. What do you think? It looks like, yes, indeed. And a round of applause. I can't believe I do this stupid gig. What am I doing with my life? I don't know. Jeepers creepers. And we're filming today for the planet Zorgon, so these are immortalized forever, all the dumb things I say. Anyway, from York's talk, what is it that is recognized by the pattern recognition receptor of the innate immune system? That's a good question. It went by pretty fast. Yes?
Microbial or microbiological patterns
or infection associated with. Wow. Very good. There was a year, I think two times, I ended up in that black thing there. Just, that's not bad. Okay, and our final question, and then as I said, the profs, everyone will run for the food, but the profs will jump the line a bit, okay? Because they will gather around so you guys can talk to them. From Tony's talk, what does isothermal titration calorimetry measure? Yes, up close. Let me check my skill testing. Yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you all. These people, if you want to come tomorrow, then these six speakers will be here tomorrow.